the Assembly on Tuesday decided to look into the option of having the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, or SEPA, take over the operation and maintenance of the Taiyi Hydroelectric Facility. That could potentially go hand in hand with putting the Thomas Bay Power Authority, or TBPA, into inactive status. Mayor David Jack says he thinks this is a necessary course of action.
I think it's the direction we have to go. There's pros and cons, and there's going to be people that like it and others that don't like it. But I feel, and I think most of the Assembly members feel, that it's best for the community in the long run.
The Assembly unanimously passed a motion that directs Borough Manager Jeff Jaybush to come up with a draft resolution. That draft will be based roughly upon a document that Vice Mayor Julie Decker submitted to the Assembly at the meeting. It contains three main points. The first directs Jaybush and an attorney to enter into negotiations on SEPA's expected offer to take over operations at Taiyi. There has been no written offer presented to Petersburg, Wrangell, or TBPA yet, so negotiations are contingent upon receiving that official offer. But the expectation is that the offer will be similar to the August 19th memo from SEPA CEO Trey Acteson to the TBPA president. The second point is that the written offer, quote, will be brought back to the governing bodies of each group for final approval, end quote. That means it's not a done deal until all of the cities, boroughs, and boards involved have hashed out the details. Vice Mayor Julie Decker says those details are very important. She says the draft is just a draft that will need reworking, but she hopes it will cover at least the most basic and immediate concerns.
I felt like these were the pertinent issues that needed to be dealt with now, and it doesn't mean that there's other issues in the future that don't, you know, that aren't still out there or need discussion. But for now, I think it solves some of those immediate issues.
Some of those details are laid out in the third point, which is that Wrangell will only accept the offer if certain specifications are met. Those range from how current TBPA employees will be handled to future plans for the Thomas Bay Power Commission. SEPA CEO Trey Acteson attended the meeting. He says he's glad to see the Assembly moving in this direction.
Yeah, very pleased. I think the Assembly took some time to look at the issues very thoroughly and has some great recommendations going forward, and we'll work toward solutions, so minimize the impact of the employees, and hopefully it'll be a smooth transition.
The draft resolution is expected to go before the Borough Assembly at its next meeting. Assembly members James Stowe and Wilma Stokes were not present at this meeting. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.